Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy Neal. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kelly Downs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Scudder. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. There goes Lansford trying to get to third. Whiten throws the ball into Thomey, who tags Lansford for the out. Baines moves to second. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fermin bunts towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fermin for the out. Lofton moves to third. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a line drive off the glove of Thomey, and into shallow left field. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Neal moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Scudder covering, for the out. Neal scores. Steinbach moves to third. 1 out. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Jefferson goes all the way around to score. Whiten moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thome reaches second base with a double. Whiten scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Thome moves to third. Two outs. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Firmin is 0-for-0 in the game. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive beyond second. Berge can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford bunts towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berge hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Furman reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive. Neal throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Berga trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Furman scores. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal is hit by the pitch. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach strikes out. There goes Neal. The throw from Alomar to second, and Neal is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fermin hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thome moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick strikes out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Wilson moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Jerry Brown now playing third base. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Dan Howitt now playing first base. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Whiten strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive for a single. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Furman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Furman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Lofton scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Furman moves to second. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.